You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. It only takes one. Are you the one? Before you say, what can I do? How could God use me? Does he even know that I exist? I've shown you the verses where he searches the hearts and the minds of people to find even one person that's righteous and he can use. And sadly, there have been times when there's not even one. But when he finds them, he can do great things. But you have to love him. You have to desire to serve him. You have to be willing to serve him, and you have to be righteous. The religious leaders are corrupt today just like they were then. They don't teach God's laws. They don't teach his ways. They invent things and say, oh, don't do this, that's sin. And they have their own denominational definitions of what a sin is, and sometimes they even go so far as to twist what the Bible says to match up with their lies. But let God show you. Let God talk to you. Let God teach you. Ask him. Pray. Say, Father, I want to know what's right and true. I want to do what's right. I want a relationship with you. Please show me and please use me. Now, before you say, what can I do, remember Mordecai's words to Esther. Esther chapter 4, verse 14, he says, for if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? The world is corrupt out there. The religious leaders are corrupt out there. People don't even know the difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy, God's Sabbath. What if there was no Noah? Did you ever think about that? 2 Peter 2:5 says, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. Moses was a preacher of righteousness. That's why God used him. Do you love righteousness? What if there was no Abraham? James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness and he was called the friend of God. What if there was no Joseph? Genesis 15:19, Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for I am in the place of, am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. See, Joseph understood God was in control the whole time. His brothers were evil. They did evil things. They sold him off into slavery. But Joseph was righteous. And God was in control. There are so many righteous people in the Bible that God gives us examples of. He tells us that he's looking, he's searching the hearts and the minds for righteous people. If you are willing to be righteous and you love God and you're willing to obey him, pray to him, tell him, and contact us because we can use you too. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.